Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Welcome to the show, Miss Katrina Allen. How are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
We good. Glad to be alive and amongst the living.
Amen.
Yeah, we're going to interview you today and figure out who you are, where you're from, and where you're going.
Well, I am. First of all, hello, everyone. Hello to the listeners and the new and the old and wannabes. How are you today? I'm Katrina Allen. I am the owner of Succulent Vibes. And if those that want to know what is a Succulent Vibes, well, I'm here to tell you. Succulent Vibes is, we are a photo booth company where we do parties, weddings, birthdays, graduations, whatever the case may be that you have. We have the 360 video booth. We have the Mirror Me booth, which is a photo booth that you stand in front of, sits around 5 feet tall, looks just like a mirror, shows your reflection, but it takes pictures of you. It's animated where it can speak, you know, tell you how gorgeous you are and you know, the whole thing like that. We also have the Vibe booth, which some known it as a Glammy booth or an iPad booth, excuse me. So that's really fun. It's a whole vibe. So that's what we are. And we are here to set your vibes.
Okay, Ms. Vibe. So tell us why you started this and what's the reason behind this Succulent Vibes?
Well, the reason behind this, let me start back in 2020. So on December 29th of 2020, my son was murdered.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Go back June 27th, I got married. My son was there. He was real flashy. He loves to dress, you know, so he just kept telling everybody, you know, what they was like, what are you wearing? He's like, yeah, I'm succulent. I'm looking succulent in here. And then they were like, he just a whole vibe. So fast forward, my son was murdered December 29th of 2020. And I was just thinking after all that happened, you know, I thank God for not allowing me to lose my mind and all that. It would just put in front of me like, you know what? You could keep that vibe going, you know? And I was like, you know, I'm going to start a photo booth company. It's fun. You know, everybody's laughing. It's a whole vibe, you know, people there to get pictures and all that. And, you know, why not? So I came up with the name of Succulent Vibes. I put that together from him saying he was succulent and his friends were saying how he was a whole vibe. So I put those two together and that's how I came up with Succulent Vibes. And that's in my son's memory to keep his vibe alive.
All right. That's great. That's pretty neat. So it's like whenever you're entertaining people with the equipment and it's always fun, exciting, and live.
Yes.
And it's just a good memory. Yeah.
Yeah. They love it. They have their memories. You know, we print out 4x6 photos on the spot for you with the photo booths and you get live video with the 360. So you can upload that to your social media or if you want to even, you know, advertise what you do, you can get on the 360 and advertise, spin around. It's fun. You know, it's a lot of things you can do with that besides birthday parties and things like that. So, well, that's how I look at it because it's money to be made.
Money to be made and good times to be had. Made.
Yes, good times to be had.
Yeah, and in these days and times, we need smiles and good times and good vibes.
Yes.
So do you have an IG account or website they can find you?
I do. So we are on all platforms, Facebook, IG, Snapchat, TikTok, at Succulent Vibes. And if you want to email us, we are at Succulent Vibes 1. So let me take that back. It's Succulent Vibes with a Z. S-U-C-C-U-L-E-N-T-V-I-B-E-Z suckitandvibes1@yahoo.com. You can find us on the World Wide Web, suckitandvibeswithaz@.com. Not at, I'm sorry, it is .com. Again, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, all you find Sucking and Vibes.
And for the local yokels, you got a phone number they can reach you?
Yes. So you can reach us at area code 909-283-8039 for Katrina, or you can contact Patrice. She is the one that will set you up with all that you need. Take all your information. She will send your invoices to you. She handles that part of the business. So it's Patrice, and she is at 909-757-9810.
Cool. And you guys plan on just having a good time all the time?
All the time. And we actually have something going on today, a graduation. So we've been having the graduation parties, which is super cool to see the kids, you know, their graduation, they're graduating, they're doing something. You know, this young man, he's off to college. So as soon as his party is over, he's gone. And it's really cool to see that. So we're going to capture his parents and the photos and, you know, just a fun time today. So I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, it's good to see all the smiles and, you know.
Yeah, it is.
The
it
joy,
really is.
The happiness. And then you trap it. You capture it forever on film. Yeah, any other ventures you guys working on or just focusing on this one?
We as Sucking and Vibes, we're focusing on this one. Me as Trina J, I'm focusing on my podcast.
The podcast to be. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Focusing on my podcast to be.
What's the name? What's the name and what's going to be like the idea of it?
So me and you talked before.
Right.
And I gave you this name that I had. But now I came up with my name and it's set in stone. So my podcast, look forward, people out there. It's called Pillow Talks with a Z. TALKZ.
Pillow
Talks. It's called Pillow Talks. Yes.
What's up with the name change?
Because you know what? Okay, so I'm going to tell them. My name, it was Adult Conversation. Uh-huh. It's not because of what, you know, Adult Conversation. It's just that it's talk, what I'm talking about on all platforms. You know what I mean? So this goes to us, to the younger. It's just things that's happening. You know, I'm all about hip hop. I'm all about the music industry, the poetry, the things that's happening in the world, you know what I mean? I don't know, it might be somebody else might get slapped in the face on stage. We want to talk about that
I
too.
Hope not.
I want to talk about things that nobody don't want to talk about. But when you hear Adult Conversation, it's generations that might say, oh, what is that about? You know, I don't know.
You won't know until you tune in.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to tune in. But I had it going. But I like Pillow Talks, you know, and I'm going to send you something. So
okay.
I'm going to show you. Yeah.
Pillow Talks.
So I like that better. But yeah, so I'm working on it. I got some little technical difficulties. but it's going to, yeah, it's going to be nice. So everybody stay tuned. I'm going to launch it. I'll say around July.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm going live.
Okay, and can I be a guest?
Oh, of course.
I'd like to come on.
Of course. Of course.
I don't know if I'm going to be talking about no pillows, but I can talk.
Yeah. We're going to have a dope conversation. It's going to be dope. It is.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool. So yeah, I started this podcast just to talk to people like yourself so we can share your information, tell you a quick story about you and we know where they can find you. Mm-hmm. Just to keep my mind clear of all the madness in the world. So this is what I do. And I drop the episode every Sunday at 12. So tune in to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast, wherever you can find podcasts on all the major podcast outlets.
So when you started your podcast,
it's an interview of the interviewer.
No, I just want to know because when you just got on and just did you what happened? You just started like I'm just going to do this. And you just got on and just start talking, and then
that's what happened.
I think what it was with me. I was just like when I wanted to push, And then I froze like, oh my God, I don't know what to say. And then when I'm off of it, we're discussing off, you know,
you got
what
a
mean?
Lot
like,
of stuff to say.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is a podcast conversation right here.
That's when you hit record.
Push play. Exactly. So I just got to hit record. That's all.
Yeah. Stop procrastinating. I just made up my mind. Like, I've been wanting to do a podcast for years, but I just, I figured I didn't have enough content for it and not having enough words to hold a conversation for an hour or half an hour. So I figured, no, I can interview other people and everybody have something to say.
Right.
Everybody have a story to tell. So I'll just be the guy that bring the people on so they can tell their story. And then we work it from there.
Absolutely.
And see? I started with myself first. I just pushed the button and said, hey, I'm going to let y'all know about this podcast. What's going on? What I'm going to be talking about? And just tune in. It's coming. It was about 5 minutes long, but I got off there and now here I am. I'm like a couple of months in it. We downloading in 11 countries and 129 cities as of yet.
That's gigantic. So that's amazing.
It's a start, but I'm on my way and I like doing it, so I'm here to stay.
Yeah, that's amazing though. It's, that's not, you know how some people say, yeah, I'm doing this and I have to stop this. Because everything, when someone does things, you notice they say, yeah, I'm doing this little podcast or I got this little business. Like, quit putting little in front of your business or whatever you're doing. You know what I mean? Think big.
Doing it big.
Stop doing it big. Yeah, stop putting little. And I have to tell myself that because I'm not looking for a little podcast. I'm looking to grow and, you know, reach different people and, you know, conversate. I just want to conversate. I like you. I want to know the stories of
People. And a lot of people got stories to tell and they want to tell them. And they really don't have an outlet to tell them, you know.
Right. So this I want to be the bartender.
There you go.
You got the bartender, everybody telling the stories too.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, oh, wow. Yeah. Exactly.
They hear all kind of stuff.
You're right. Let me be your morning coffee. Let's chit chat.
There you go. Looking forward to it. Can't wait. Yeah, just kind of glad to be a part of kind of getting you inspired to get it going because, you know, all it takes is just push the button and start talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like I keep hearing it say, you're going to be a disaster way before you become a master. So you just got to keep doing it until you just get used
to it. It's already starting.
Well, you're already doing it right now.
Oh, is that what it is?
Because
wow. Okay. That happened already. Look, I'm already going through that right now.
Yeah.
How do you put this mic together? The screw? You got headphones? What? Yeah. So it's happening already. I'm already.
You're already in the game, Katrina.
That's it. That's it. So it can't go. It can't do nothing but go up.
Yeah. Just keep talking and recording.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
Edit it and pull it up, and you're fine tuning as you go along with it.
You'll be surprised. So a lot of people they love disasters. They cling to those. You like
Oh no!
You like that? What I said? Wow! Now I'm viral.
Well, because it's naturally you, and it's like, you know, you just got to be yourself, and they tune it in for the personalities, really, you know.
Right, absolutely, and I got all of that.
Yeah, so you don't have to be nobody else but you.
I can't be nobody but me.
Be authentically you, and that's
I tell everybody that
find your tribe.
I can't be like you. Then I want to get to know myself.
Right.
You know,
the people want to know you, so.
That's right. And they going to know me.
Cool.
They going to remember.
So other than the podcast and sucking in vibes, you got any words of wisdom you want to tell young people about chasing their dreams or anything?
Just do what you have to do. Stop procrastinating. Stop letting people tell you negative things like that's not going to work. That's not going to happen. Because as soon as you tell them your dreams and they tell you that's not going to happen, then you're going to look around and they're going to be having your dreams on their podcast. They're gonna start having their dreams on your music or whatever, your sports or whatever it is that you want to do. So just follow your dreams. Don't procrastinate. You know, keep educating yourself, and because education is important. You know, keep reading. Reading is very important. You don't have a lot of people that want to pick up a book these days because they have like the internet or, you know, they just don't want to, you know, but just and stay off the internet of trying to be like this IG Instagram model and all that. And I'm going to tell you what happened with that. I had a young lady that came to me like she broke down to me because she was saying that she doesn't feel like you know, she's this type of standard. And because the internet says that you're supposed to, you know, exercise and you're supposed to look this way and be this type and wear this certain type of clothes. And she was just going crazy, you know, and it was heartbreaking because I was like, girl, if you stay on the internet looking at those, not all, but those that want to go under the knife and get surgery to be this type of person, you're going to lose your mind. You're going to, you know what I mean? So just, you know, you guys love yourself, be yourself. You know, stay educated, follow your dreams, stop procrastinating, and, you know, live your life in the best way you know how and keep God first.
Mic drop. I don't know what else to add to that other than just be authentically you.
That's it. That's it.
There's no one like you, so you don't have to try to be like nobody else because nobody can be you and you can be right. Nobody else, so.
Get
be
the to best know yourself. You. Yeah, get to you. Know yourself. You'll like that person.
Yeah. Cultivate your spirit of who you are and let the world follow you. You don't Absolutely. Have to follow the world.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's some good advice. And look like we're going to have I guess if you don't have anything else to say to the people, I can add me one of my songs to the end of this podcast. And, go on home and, yeah. and rest up.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm get ready today. You know, like I said, I have a graduation party that I'm getting ready for. And, you know, it's going to be exciting. And, you know, pray as I before I walk out my front door. Because, you know,
it's dangerous out there. But you're going to be all right. You're on a mission of positivity. And
that's it.
It's going to happen.
That's it.
And you're going to have those people smiling and they're going to be glad you showed up.
We're definitely going to do that. So my smiles already start when I wake up in the morning. So that's it. I'm smiling now on your show.
There you go.
Excited to be on this thing right here.
Yeah, I keep
Daniel
Noble smile.
Jr. podcast.
Watch out now.
Check it out.
That's where the vibe's at on the Daniel Noble Jr. podcast.
Yeah, it ain't nothing but a vibe right here. Nothing but a vibe.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to that podcast, and we want to help you get it started, and we can cross-promote each other and just tell the world that, hey, here she go, Pillow Talks right. with Katrina Allen. Check Pillow her out, Talks. Y'all. Anyway, Katrina, I want to thank you for coming on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. I know you got a busy schedule ahead, and we're going to have you have a joyous day and transfer those smiles to everybody else.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate you having me on. It was a whole vibe. Thank you so much. And can't wait to do it again.
All right. We'll see you on your show.
Yes. Coming soon.
All right now. Peace out.
Peace out.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
Hi, this is Katrina Allen, and you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. Be sure to check us out at succulentvibeswithaz.com, where it's always a vibe with us.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.